Armed police rush to the Ostrava University Hospital's trauma clinic. It is here where a waiting room was turned into a bloodbath. The hospital's director says a gunman opened fire without warning, hitting 9 patients. At least 4 men and 2 women were killed in the early morning shooting. 3 others were wounded, 2 seriously. All of the victims were patients at the hospital. Officials said the 42-year-old suspect used an illegal held checkmate 9mm gun. Soon after the shooting, he fled the scene. Several hundred police officers then launched an extensive search using 2 helicopters for the suspect and his silver-gray Renault Lugana car. 3 long hours later, security forces found the suspect in the vehicle. But Interior Minister Jan Hamacek said he shot himself in the head as they approached. The man died from his injuries about half an hour later. Hamacek said police would be investigating his motive, which remains unclear. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš called it a huge tragedy. He said in a statement that it was an unfortunate individual act. The government said there was no danger anymore for the public. Deadly shootings remain rare in the Czech Republic, which is a European Union member state. But there have been concerns about many illegal weapons in Eastern Europe and the Balkans. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.